With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some 30 books ago, psychiatrist Theodore Isaac Rubin wrote a story about an autistic child, Geordie, but the publishing house of Macmillan didn't want to publish it because it was only 72 pages long.
Eventually, I met with the editor of the medical department. He loved the book, and I convinced him to do it. Interestingly, it created an enormous stir at Macmillan. Matter of fact, he said it was as much reaction to it as had been to Gone with the Wind.
Well, maybe not Gone with the Wind, but Geordie did become a success. Theodore Isaac Rubin then started another book, which was not going well, and would sit at his desk doodling.
And write these ridiculous rhymes, Big Fat Cow and How.
Suddenly, Rubin realized he had the beginning of a story about an autistic girl named Lisa, who speaks in rhymes, and a severely disturbed boy named David, who reach out to each other. Lisa and David became a successful movie. A few years ago, actor Keira Dulé, who played David in the film, asked Rubin to help write a screenplay picking up the story of Lisa and David 20 years later.
The important part of that was not the attempt to do a screenplay, which failed, but it was seeing Keira Dulé again. He somehow got me going in it, because, you see, I was as influenced by the movie as you were. I ran into a number of people who didn't know whether they read the book or saw the movie. It began to gel as one, but the movie certainly influenced me.
While the screenplay went nowhere, Theodore Isaac Rubin did finish a novel updating the lives of David and Lisa. In Lisa and David Today, David is now a psychiatrist in the school for emotionally disturbed children he once attended. Lisa has married and divorced and steps back into David's life. For anyone who missed the original Lisa and David, Macmillan has packaged it into a new edition, which includes both stories. Lisa and David Today is a love story by Theodore Isaac Rubin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.